Passage 23, World Bank Report.
The World Bank recently held a two-day competition as part of its Development Marketplace event. The event was held at the World Bank headquarters in Washington, D.C. Competitors presented ideas for new businesses designed to reduce poor conditions in developing countries. The World Bank received more than 2,000 proposals. The bank chose 300 projects to be presented at the Development Marketplace later this month. World Bank President James Wolfensohn said the competition is about the future of development. He said it also is about making things happen now. Mr. Wolfensohn said, people must act now to prevent an increase in poverty, along with the world's increasing population. More than 700 international organizations from more than 60 countries took part in the competition. They included governments, development banks, private groups, and educational organizations. Experts judged the proposals on their effect on poverty, their creativity, and their costs compared to possible profits. Judges also looked for businesses that could be owned by communities that would gain the most from their product or service. 44 projects won prizes at the Development Marketplace competition. They won between $27,000 and $380,000. The World Bank gave a total of $5 million in prizes. One of the winners was a plan to end the cutting of female sexual organs in African countries. This traditional operation often leads to serious health problems. However, the people who perform these operations are considered very important and have much influence in their communities. The proposal called for giving these people business training. This way, they could establish other small businesses instead of performing female circumcisions. Another winning project was a low-cost way to purify water. A project to put libraries on the Internet also won an award. And a project to help communities learn to protect their environment also won an award at the World Bank's Development Marketplace competition.